When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Interrupting.
Hey, Safer Muscle Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from the Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Well, the high is sure sounding good to me. It's just a soul kind of feeling. I'm moving with the beat. A soul kind of feeling. A sounding kind of sweet. Not talking about religion, no. Not talking about fashion, no. Not talking about money, no. Just a soul kind of feeling. I'm moving with the beat. Can you feel it? Talking about a soul kind of feeling. A sounding kind of sweet. I'm talking about my girl. Night. Oh. You might be sitting alone in your room, or at a party with the people you don't know. And you hear a familiar tune, and you know the dread. A soul kind of feeling. I'm moving with the beat. Can you feel it? I'm talking about a soul kind of feeling. A sounding kind of sweet. Wait a minute. It might take you higher. It might take you higher. It might take you higher. A soul kind of feeling. I'm moving with the beat. I'm trying to tell you about it. A soul kind of feeling. A sounding kind of sweet. I'm moving with the beat. Moving with the beat. Well, well, you're feeling all right. Moving with the beat. Come on, bring it on. Stop moving with the beat. Sound and count. feel it in your soul. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm talking my play something.
Not the usual start to Scar Nation Radio with Beefy, but altogether a great start. You just heard No Fixed Address, who originally out of Adelaide. I think most of them are now based in Melbourne. From My Eyes, a title track off their seminal album from 1982. And I was just quickly reading a little bit about No Fixed Address. They were the first all-Aboriginal band to play overseas. How amazing is that? That is pretty phenomenal from No Fixed Address. We have been talking to them about playing at Scar Nation, and they're very keen to do so. However, there is a little stumbling block, and it's generally called money. But we will get there eventually. Could be, you know, 2025 could be the year. Who knows? Before that, Jojo Zepp and the Falcons, who were a Melbourne institution. Kind of a band you didn't know played ska with that one. Step Lively was the name of the album that came out in 1981. That was their fifth album, I think. A lot of ska-y tunes. Now, I've got to be honest, I haven't really listened to the first four albums. I have just listened to Hats Off Step Lively over the past, well, since I've been doing this show, weirdly enough. There's quite a few tunes I could have chosen. 1981, a Rub Up Push Up came out. It wasn't a single, it's just, it is literally the last track on that Step Lively album. And we kicked off the show, Dynamic Hypnotics, a live version of A Soul Kind of Feeling. 1984, that came out on Take You Higher. But in 1986, I was just reading this just now, that track stayed in the Australian top 10 for 6 months. Man, that was when the charts were based on sales, people. Dynamic Hypnotics. Not really a ska tune, more a kind of a soul banger with a bit of horns thrown in for good measure. But reading that, it was in the Australian top 10 for 6 months. That is phenomenal. That has blown my mind. It really has. Anyway, why do we play those three tracks to kick off the show? Because it's a kind of on this day in ska, but it isn't. On this day in 1983, there was a music festival that kicked off for the first time, and it kind of, I guess, the Australian Woodstock was Sunbury. 1969, I'm thinking it may have been earlier. Oh, it could have been later, actually, because Queen played. Anyway, the Narara Music Festival only ran for 2 years, but it's gone down in history as this mad 3 days of live music. There wasn't a copper to be seen, and apparently there was quite a bit of illegal substances taken on board by a lot of the punters. But listen to this lineup. On the Friday, Zoo, The Choir Boys, John English, Divinyls, Moving Pictures, Australian Craw. By the way, the Narara 83 Australian Music Festival was all Australian. Now, I'll tell you about 1984. The lineup was just phenomenal because they start again international acts. The Saturday, Zarzoff Brothers, I don't know them, Gold Rush, Mark Gillespie, The Dynamic Hypnotics, Mental as Anything. Hey there, you on the dance floor, what do you cry for? Let's give it. Yep, Mental as Anything. The Radiators, The Church, In Excess, The Angels, Men at Work. That's just a Saturday. Sunday, Mighty Guys, Uncanny X-Men, our favourites, The All-Nighters, Jojo Zepp and the Falcons, Dragon, My Sex, Goanna, Richard Clapton, Cold Chisel and Rose Tattoo. Now, what a festival that was. Tremendous. All Australian. A lot of mental antics by the sound of it. And it was legendary by all accounts. So that kicked off on this day in 1983. Now, I'm just going to bring up 1984 and the lineup. It says, I found the first one. The second and definitely final Narara Music Festival, 1984. The lineup included Simple Minds, The Pretenders, Talking Heads, Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics, Def Leppard, including Party Girls, Eurogliders, Real Life, Mondo Rock, QED, the Zarzoff Brothers again, the Johnnies, Kids in the Kitchen, Hoodoo Gurus, Machinations, Sending the Sunsets, the Models again, In Excess, and then finally on the Sunday, the Drop Bears, Deck Chairs, Overbud, Strange Tenants, Man, the Strange Tenants played. I didn't notice that before. Dynamic Hypnotics, again, Little Heroes, Sonny Boys, John English, Def Leppard, Radiators, Australian Choral, and the All-Nighters. The All-Nighters headlined the Sunday. Oh, man, how's that? Oh, they did a little Monday. Three bands, Mighty Guys, Celibate Rifles, wow, and Avion. So, for no reason in particular, there's just a lot of ska bands and ska-ish bands on there. That was the times, I guess. 1983 and 1984, we are celebrating the Narara Music Festival. Didn't actually take place in Narara either. Took place across the bay in Somersby. So that makes it even more wild. Apparently, the Somersby Music Festival didn't sound as good as the Narara Music Festival. Oh, drugs are bad, folks. Drugs are bad. Anyway, welcome to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. We are based in Melbourne. We are coming at you live from Melbourne Town. We do like to celebrate Australian music as best we can. And it's a ska show. We do bring in a bit of reggae. We do bring in a bit of soul and funky stuff. As long as it's got horns and a beat, then it generally finds its way onto this show. Now, we have a couple of guest contributors every week. Now, Mark Hardio suggested, because we do a segment on the show each and every week called Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska. Now, Mark suggested the Radiators that played both years of the Narara Music Festival. Mark has suggested we play No Tragedy off their Scream of the Real album from 1983. And because he is such a good guy and does this week in, week out, and sends me 400 texts a week with suggestions of music, I will look after that recommendation or request for a band you didn't know played ska from the Radiators, Australia's finest, or one of Australia's finest bands. Late 70s, early 80s, those guys were in. I think they still play every now and again as well. And I know for a fact we've featured the Radiators on Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska in the past, so have been known to throw some ska into the mix. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. Thank you for downloading, being part of the ska cult that is Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. Let's get into it, because you don't want to hear my voice bloody banging on and getting in the way of the music. So let's jump into it. Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska, also part of the Narara Music Festival 1983-1984, The Radiators, No Tragedy, live. Yeah.
signals right into your brain. They're plugging in and turning off. They're giving up, they've had enough. Zombie power rules the waves again.
Everywhere I look, there's cool zombies. They're screaming out loud, trying to track me down. I can see those cool zombies. They're looking for me. All around this town. Everywhere I look back.
Well, when I mentioned that Strange Tenants played Narara Music Festival 1984, I thought, yeah, we need to play some Strange Tenants from around that time. Killer Zombies, a live version of their Take One Step EP that came out in 1983. Bit of a 12-inch. In the old days, EPs were the 12-inch four-trackers, weren't they? Not like today's when we do a two- or three-tracker, it's an EP, but yeah, back in 1983, the big black 12-incher. Before that, The Radiators. Suggested by Mark Hardio, No Tragedy Live, as a band you didn't know played ska, also appeared on the Narara Music Festival. They've done more scarier tracks than No Tragedy, but hey, who am I to disappoint Mark? He sends them through, so we play them. It's less work for me to do. Music's still good, though, isn't it? It really, really is. Alrighty, I got some news for you regarding the biggest ska band in Thailand. They're called T-Bone. They have been around for such a long, long time. They're coming to Australia for... I don't know whether it's for the... No, it's not for the first time, because they played WOMAD previously. They've also played at Glastonbury in 2005. But they're coming to do a little bit of a whistle-stop trip to Melbourne and Sydney. They're playing at the Metro Social on Friday the 7th of March and in Melbourne at Max Watts on Sunday the 9th of March. Now, we haven't had much chance to see T-Bone or experience T-Bone. In fact, I think they went a little quiet for a while, so we haven't had too much promotion. In fact, their last album came out in 2014, but I think, from what I hear, there is a new album on the way, or may even be out, like, very recently. I really probably need to do more research. Anyway, they're coming to Australia. I know they're only playing Sydney and Melbourne, but it's a start. And if they get big crowds, and they play really well, and we love it, they will come back again. It's as simple as that. Them's the rules, people. Anyway, so T-Bone, I got the heads up. We need to start playing them, because these guys are sensational. They really are. I'm going to go back to 1997. Basically, the album's called T-Bone. The band are called T-Bone. This track's called T-Bone. Oh, get amongst it. Thailand's biggest and best ska band, T-Bone, with T-Bone off T-Bone. Just listen to this. This is so good.
Yourself, we'll
How good is that? Think Twice by the Soul Radics out of Nashville, Tennessee. Now, I do a lot of recommendations on this show. If you haven't got the Soul Radics debut album, Down to the Hall, coming in 2012 on Jump Up Records, do yourself a favor right now. Jump online and buy it. If you haven't got that album, you are missing out. It is so, so good. Now, Soul Radics quit, broke up, disbanded. 2017. But they're back. They are back. They were meant to do European dates last summer and something came up and they couldn't go. So they're planning on going this year instead. So, man, I'm so excited because they are so good. Danny Reddick is the best frontwoman you can ever wish for. She is so good. The band are awesome. As you can tell, I played Think Twice live for a reason. But the album is, oh man, it's good. Just get it, please. Down to the Hall by the Soul Radics. It came out in 2012. It's one of the best ska albums you can get your hands on. Before that, T-Bone out of Thailand, Thailand's biggest ska band. I drove back to 1997 with a track called T-Bone off the T-Bone album, obviously by the band T-Bone. 7th of March, they are coming to Sydney, are playing Metro. On Friday, the 7th of March, I think. They are playing Max Watts in Melbourne on Sunday, the 9th of March. Tickets are available. Please support. And ska bands coming to Australia that we hardly ever see, especially from that part of the world. I'm not too sure how many ska bands are in Thailand. But anyway, that tune, how good's that? Like a bit of a weird kind of requiem in the middle, I'm going to put it that way. But that's the way they roll. T-Bone, get your tickets. Go and see them. It's an experience. I've got to admit, the tickets are a little bit expensive, but they're coming a long way. There's a lot of them. They've got to make it pay. And it's, oh, man, the market's difficult right now. Australia's just getting flooded with international bands, and prices have jumped, and it's tough. It is tough to make a quid. The Aussie dollar's not doing very well either. I mean, it's over $2 to the British pound right now. Oh, it's killing me for imports. Anyway, doesn't matter. T-Bone, they're coming in March. Tell you what, let's get into the new releases. I wasn't quite going to do it this early, but I think I might as well. Rat Boy from Chelmsford in Essex in England. They were number 2 in Beefy's Top 30 of 2024. They've released a new single, and it's not on the old album either. So, that can only mean one thing. There must be new music, new album on its way. I love these guys. I think my inner monologue that's saying these guys could be the next Clash. I'm thinking that along the way. They have blended a bit of hip-hop, bit of indie rock with ska and reggae vibes. That's why you should check them out. This new single is called Public Warning. They are Rat Boy.
The law in war, I think not. Now the truth seems stranger than fiction. The Hollywood stars turn politician. Did they ever read the job description? Cause now we're in too deep, but they still won't listen. This is a warning about the morning. Bombs are dropping and falling. Disaster dawning, as road are calling. When the nations are crawling. Quick hit click is misinformation. Keyboard warriors cause devastation. Some seek salvation. Now that you seem stranger than fiction. Oh, Hollywood stars turn politician. Did they ever read the job description? Oh, now we're in too deep, but they still won't listen. This is a warning about the morning. Bombs are dropping and falling. Disaster dawning, as road are calling. When the nations are crawling.
Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest. You're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy. Big up, big love, big tunes.
Eating a Big Mac. Now I try my best, but I seem just dead conceited. Nobody wins if we all just stay defeated. Checked out now, the prodigal son, singing death or glory without fucking any nerve. Now I try my best, but I still just stand conceited. Nobody wins if we all just stand defeated. Steady cries in the New York Times. You're selling sake across the headlines. Barons, prophets, priests. It's heaven's gate as far as I can see. Now
Is that The band are called Fall Back Down. They're out of Copenhagen in Denmark. Have just released a little single called Persona. The track you heard was 94. I'm pretty sure that might be the B-side. I was just trying to look it up as we went, but my computer's just gone. La, la, la. Been around since 2018, but oh, I like it. I like it a lot. Check them out. Fall Back Down from Copenhagen in Denmark. We don't hear too much about Denmark, and it's a bit like London buses. All of a sudden, bands pop up out of nowhere, and they come along all at once, because we've just had The Chains, who made it into Beefy's Top 30 of 2024. Before that, The Kilograms out of Boston. Their debut album, Beliefs and Thieves, is slated to come out on April the 4th. They have just released the title track off the album as the lead single, Beliefs and Thieves. Pre-orders. Jump on the pre-orders off the Kilograms Bandcamp page, and that album should be a cracker. Kilograms feature Joe Gittleman, formerly of Mighty Mighty Boston, who has been doing his own solo stuff as well. But I'm looking forward to this. The Kilograms have hit the ground running. They are still quite young as a band, really only formed probably about a year ago, I reckon. But everything they've put out so far has been excellent. Before that, talking about excellent releases, Rat Boy from Chelmsford in England. Brand new single called Public Warning. Their album came out late last year called Suburbia Calling. Public Warning isn't on that album, so that can only mean one thing. New stuff coming. Bad Man from Rat Boy was number 2 on Beefy's Top 30 of 2024. That's how good these guys are. I'm excited. I'm very excited. When Rat Boy put out new stuff, there's a little tingling. A little tingling in my body saying, this could be it, Beefy. This could be it. Talking about this could be it, I am having to double up on
Beefy's Cover of the Week now, baby. Beefy's Cover of the Week.
Two, yes, two new covers have tickled my fancy this week. One is from very, very good friends of the show, The Bennies, and it is a surprising cover. They have, totally out of the blue, gone for a Rod Stewart cover. Yeah, you heard that right. The Bennies covering Rod Stewart. This is brand new. This is Young Turks.
Full of trees. He said, so- Shining though for me, me just can't get enough, me just can't get enough. Just like a rainbow, you know you set me free. Me just can't get enough, me just can't get enough.
Get the feeling 2025 is going to be the year of the ska cover. We've had so many good covers and it's still only January. I just had a thought then. We've got certain rules, right? Beefy's top 30 of each year. You're not allowed covers. Only one song per band. No re-releases, no remasters, all that rubbish. I should do a top 30 covers of the previous year as well. Because, obviously, the two you just heard are in the running already. The Bennies, Young Turks, Rod Stewart's cover. Junior Dell and the D-Lights, Soft Cell's cover. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. The Resonators did Sugar High last week. I just have a feeling. There's another one that I haven't even been able to play yet, which is outstanding. So, what do you reckon? Should I do a top 30 covers? Or should I do a best of show halfway through the year where we do the best? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there, people. But I just get the feeling it is the year of the ska cover. It really, really is. Like I said, you just heard Junior Dell and the D-Lights out of London, England on Original Gravity Records, their cover of Soft Cells, I Just Can't Get Enough. I Just Can't Get Enough. And then the Bennies, formerly of Melbourne, now of Gold Coast, Queensland. Young Turks of Rod Stewart's back catalogue. Wow. Just so good. All right, let's do On This Day in Ska. We kind of had an informal On This Day in Ska with recreating the Narara Music Festival from 1983, which kicked off today in 1983. On this day in 1993, Citizen Fish from England, that's Dick Lucas from Subhumans fame, they put out an album called Flinch on this day in 1993. Track number one is called TV Dinner. Why not? On this day in Ska. You're listening to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show. Mm-hmm.
Did you leave and call your parents? Did you leave and call your friends up? Did you go and see a movie? Did you talk about your bad day? Do you ever even think about me?
Bruce Lee Band. On this day in 2014, the Community Support Group EP came out. You just heard Ms. Me off that one. Before that, Citizen Fish, Dick Lucas et al. Their 1993 album Flinch came out on this day. You heard track one, TV Dinner. I'm going to keep going with On This Day in Ska on Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. I like this a lot because this is Dave Wakeling, Rangin Roger, Reformation Band, let's call it that, General Public. They put out their debut album On This Day in 1984. It was called All the Rage, and it would be rude of me not to play probably their biggest song as a band, mainly because it was in a couple of movie producer soundtrack. John Hughes, that's the guy. I think he was in, I don't know, 16 Candles and a couple others. I'm guessing. I've never really seen the films. Anyway, we love these guys, and so you should too. This is a live version of Tenderness from General Public.
I don't know where to start, or where to start. My life's like a button, I can't stop pushing it. Head feels like that I still live without her. Seems like without tenderness there's something missing. Words like a picture can turn into sound.
みなぎる視線の僕を芽吹いたつぼみに重ねて時を超えてまたいつかあの日を誇れるように左回りの時計を一つ持っていくよキリヒラキャストの手で笑えてるかい自分らしく譲れない想い握りしめて今走り出せ
Longshot Party out of Sendai in Japan. That was their final single off their final album. Time Machine to That Day is the rough translation. It was a self-titled album. They did 7 albums all up. They were in from 1998 to 2010. Longshot Party was the name of the final album. That's what self-titled means, Beefy. It really does. But Time Machine to That Day. No, they were really a ska punk band. So that last track, or their last single, varied a character for a Longshot Party. But do check them out. They've got 7 albums for you to kind of indulge yourself in. Before that, General Public, Dave Wakeling, Ranking Roger, a few others. Mick Jones from The Clash was in the band, but he left. He recorded the debut album, which was All the Rage, which came out today in 1984. But before they even got to release singles and go on tour, Mick Jones left. But you can still hear Mick's signature licks on All the Rage. Just love playing General Public when I can, but Tenderness is such a good tune. And I played it live for you folks because that is my want on this show. I like listening to live stuff because it's different. It's not what you hear on the album all the time. And, you know, I get a bit of a kick out of it. Perhaps you do too. I hope so. You probably tell me I'm mad. Ah, well, in fact, you know I'm mad. You really do. That's it for the first helping of ska for this week. I hope you've had as much fun as me. It has been awesome. And I can tell you now, part two is probably better than part one in terms of quality of music and danceable tunes. Yeah, there's more gold coming. Ah, there's not much really else to say, is it? Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for being part of Beefy Ska Cult. Talking about Beefy Ska Cult, we had a bit of a Beefy Ska Club on Sunday night at the home of ska in Melbourne, Cherry Bar. What a night. What a night. Offspring tribute band playing their first ever gig. They were fantastic. ABCD doing, they used to do just Aussie rock classics, but now they're doing all sorts of stuff, including Rage Against the Machine, and the punters went mental for that. Killing in the Name Of, and then Australia's best third wave cover band, Operation Big. Jake Bostone brought the house down. We had a great night, and long may it continue at Cherry Bar, because we seem to have gained a crowd, so to speak. And not only that, Australian ska royalty turned up in the shape of Steve-O and Chuck from Area 7. And not forgetting Dougald, he's part of Operation Big Jake Boston, who was also in Area 7 as well. So we were honoured to be graced with their presence, and we all had a little bit of fun. So watch out for the next Beefy Ska Club. I'm not quite sure when that's going to be as yet. So who knows? If you're in Melbourne and you fancy a bit of fun and a bit of covers, a bit of ska action, Beefy's Ska Club is the place for you. All right, I'm going to finish off with a bit of Jamaican gold. Pluto Shervington. I normally play Dat, but on his kind of best of album, which is unbelievably his debut release, The Greatest Hits, bit of a Goldie Looking Chain influence there, I reckon. A couple of tracks before Dat, or it might be after, I can't remember now, is a track called Ram Goat Liver. It's along the same lines as Poverty in Jamaica and Kingston. Well, I'll just let Pluto explain. You're not going to understand a thing. I don't. If you listen to Dat as well, these two tracks are along the same lines, and yeah, you don't understand anything. Anyway, I'll be Biffy. This has been Ska Nation Radio. I'll be back very, very shortly. Pluto Shervington, 1974. What a year, 1974. Ram Goat Liver.
Sunday girl, I jump on a minibus. I really late, but it's not my fault. And when we nearly reach by the terminus, I feel the bus come to a halt. Well, the caram goes down by the roundabout, but just as if that could not suffice, I better run to the bus and start to shout. You should have dead make we buy a pound of rice. Ram goat liver, good thing make, manish water. Billy goat eat, make the herring for your daughter. Curry goat lunch, put the bite in your back. It make your daughter, it make your daughter walk and talk. Well, the news spread fast like a telegram. Nobody know where the goat come from. We raise a pot and a pan from an iron man who sit down there all along. Two toes and the pot a boil. I hit a yam and banana dip. Meanwhile, lick a water's a gone. Lick me goat and a take me sip. Ram goat liver, good thing it. Manish water, really good teeth. Make the herring for your daughter. For a good lunch with the bite in your back. It make your daughter, it make your daughter walk and talk. Well, I pop to belch and I make a slide. I take a walk, go out the street. But while I'm waiting down the road before my ride, I feel a gripe and I start to feel very weak. Before too long, you know, happy ass, I run in belly like a judgment day. Everybody in the road are dead with laugh. Is then I know that crime will never pay. Ram goat liver, good thing make, manish water. Billy goat teeth, make the herring for your daughter. Curry goat lunch, put the bite in your back. It make your daughter, it make your daughter walk and talk.
make it da-da. It make it da-da. Walk on top. Rum would leap up with me.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.